is Ted Kennedy. What on earth has Senator Al Simpson got against increased voter registration? In a moment, we'll find out on Face Off. Al, Republicans and the Bush administration are blocking a long overdue improvement in our democracy to make it easier for citizens to vote. Archaic voter registration laws deny millions of Americans a fair chance to cast their ballots on Election Day. They require registration in advance, then make it extremely difficult to register. It's not the only reason for low voter turnout, Al, but it's a major reason, and it ought to stop. Our Democratic Motor Voter proposal would ease the restrictions by letting citizens register to vote when they renew a driver's license. They could also register by mail or at a convenient public location, such as libraries, unemployment offices. The plan has tough anti-fraud provisions, and the cost is minimal, especially compared to the benefits to our democracy. But you voted twice to kill it, Al. What's the matter? Good government, too good for you?
I'll try for three. Ted, good government does not encourage voter fraud. That bill would. We all want good government, but that includes citizens who are responsible and motivated enough to take the time and interest to register and vote. Nothing could be easier for them right now. Besides forcing all state governments to conform to federal rules, your motor voter plan would hand the states an $87 million price tag without Congress chipping in a dime. It's a bill, all right. Ted, voting is a plenty precious right, and each of us should make certain we exercise it. My home state of Wyoming usually has the highest registration and turnout in the nation. Some citizens may travel 100 miles through the snow just to vote. Ted, inconvenience in registration doesn't keep people from the polls. It's boobs on the ballot and apathy that put them to sleep. Believe it. This is Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off next on the need to support our local police. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.